How are the decibels looking?
All right, actually recording. Yeah, I took a look at them. Okay. So yeah, actually recording. Trigger warning action, right? All the things we trigger warning for. A little harder to record right now because it has beganified. We are moving out of this motherfuck damn apartment from these fuck'em damn neighbors and this fucking... What? No, I don't want to restart my PC right now. They're always like, you want to restart your PC now or later? Fucking now and laters.
Those are underrated. Those are really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fair deal, man. And and switching, I mean, hey, we're still under free market capitalism, which is a market without landlords. So we're switching landlords.
Mm-hmm.
In the free market,
mm-hmm.
free of landlords,
mm-hmm.
and and you know that's just what's gonna happen. Going to a fucking duplex, mm-hmm. three bedrooms, still shared laundry. Not a big fan of that.
But only with one family this time, instead of what do we have here? Like five other neighbors.
Yeah, to where we just stopped even doing it.
Yeah, we just go to the laundromat.
Yeah, you just started going to the laundro midnat. And I mean, and really, like, I'd like to actually just do laundry every fucking day. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit. Like, every day or every other day. Because, I mean, we are three humans.
Right.
And, I mean, two adults and one big-ass fucking kid.
Like, yes.
Like, I mean, it's worth just doing all our shit every day.
Right.
Any damn way. And then that makes, that frees up, though. That makes the weekend a lot cooler.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
So, yeah, we're fucking moving. And yay. Folks that have been tuned in for a while know it gets tough to podcast when moving. But folks also know that I'm dedicated to it. The podcast gear is always the last shit that I move.
Right.
Like, even when I moved up here to Illinois from Florida, like, I just was at my biological sister's kitchen table with the fucking laptop,
mm-hmm.
and the telephone. And was just fucking still doing the program. I think we were talking about one of the last episodes we did from Florida was about sex workers' rights.
Of course it was. And, why wouldn't it have been?
And I think we're making fun of libertarians.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's going on. When I moved in Florida, like from the house I was in for 7 years, and moved to an apartment from that house when we lived in Florida. Again, like the last shit that I moved was the podcast shit. Like I even moved the computer desk, but still had all the computer shit just on the floor. So I was just sitting on the floor doing the program.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, I think one of the last ones I did was, it was a new clip because that week was actually government shutdown week.
Oh,
That October. And that was when the first time I heard Marsha fucking Blackburn. And it was great.
Wait, is that the, listen to the way you're sounding right now.
Yes, it was that clip. And it was fantastic. It was on CNN, and it was fucking, I think it was Jake Tapper,
mm-hmm.
was the motherfucker interviewing her. Like, how you suck so fucking bad, you make Jake Tapper look good. Jesus Christ. All right, so winecellarmedia.com, we talk about stuff, we talk about things. Phoenix Collider has the business. I was selling my labor for the past 12 hours.
Being exploited for your labor, really.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you probably worked harder than what you received for your labor.
Yeah, definitely more people are getting croutons than I'm getting dollars.
Yes. All right. Let's see. So we have what? We have news. We have comments. In case you missed it, salmonella outbreak in eggs sickens more than a dozen people across 5 states. 35 people have now fallen ill from a salmonella outbreak that led to a recall of more than 200 million eggs.
Shit.
200 million. Traced to a single facility in Hyde County, North Carolina, belonging to an Indiana-based producer, Rose Acre Farms. So, if you have Rose Acre Farms eggs in your fridge, throw them the fuck out.
Shit.
Yeah.
All right, that's fun.
Everything is fun. Everything is happening. Also, Hawaii. Have you seen what's going on in Hawaii?
No.
The volcanoes are trying to explode and shit.
They're trying to.
There's a lot of lava right now.
I've always wondered that with climate change. Like, is that shit going to affect, you know, tectonic plates and volcanic activity?
Well, even if climate change itself doesn't, I would think that all the fracking would, because fracking is causing earthquakes, which have to fuck with tectonic plates, right?
Fracking in Hawaii?
No, but they're fracking everywhere else. Like, it's got to eventually touch somewhere, right?
Yeah, well, Hawaii's an island, though.
In the Pacific Rim, which is full of tectonic plates.
Oh, are they fracking out there?
I don't know.
Oh, these.
And then they had that fucking radiation shit and with Fukushima and all that.
Oh, damn, that was going on. Jesus,
there's a lot
Christ.
Happening. There's a lot happening over in that corner of the world.
Damn.
So far there are 19 lava outbreaks and a jungle is on fire.
That's it. I bet you never thought you'd be saying that.
I never thought that I would say a jungle is on fire. Like, what the fuck, man? But a jungle is on fire. Pahoa, maybe. Hawaii, frustration, anxiety, and the unpredictable 2,000-degree lava are taking their toll on volcano evacuees on Hawaii's Big Island while they wait an imminent eruption that could rain car-sized boulders and ash. Nearly 2,000 people have been barred from their homes for 10 days as the volcano pours lava through rural neighborhoods about 35 miles from the island's largest city. 36 structures have been destroyed by lava flows, including 26 homes. Plumes of poisonous gases are killing off trees and grasses left untouched by the lava. The volcano itself appears ready to explode, and the damage is expected to radiate about 12 miles from the crater. All right, that's happening in Hawaii.
Oh, man, that's fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What's happening to the people? I get, well, you just said people are barred from their homes.
Yeah, their homes are just going to burn down. So it's like, I don't know what you do.
Is anyone helping them move?
I don't know. See, this is a thing. So I'm a nerd. I watch a lot of what the fuck is that channel? Like the DIY Network and, you know, all these like find a home and, you know, they have all those shows like helping people find homes. So something I found out is a bunch of people who live in Hawaii live in volcano zones, and because they live there, they can't get home insurance because it's too close to a volcano and nobody will insure them. So if their shit burns, it's just gone. Like there is no backup plan. So they can't like file a claim with the insurance company to get, you know, to a hotel stay or to have their items replaced. Like, once their shit's gone, it's just gone.
Are they, like, from Hawaii, like, bloodline, or are they white
people? They're white people who move there.
Oh, huh.
I don't know where the I don't know how many indigenous Hawaiian people live in that vicinity, but I do know a bunch of white people moved there and were like, I'll be safe, and now they're not. So.
Go back to your motherland. I don't care as much anymore. All right, what's the next story?
Well, it's still going to be bad for the native people there because everything's going to be fucked up. And it's already really expensive to get food and supplies in Hawaii because everything has to be shipped from the United States.
So, what were they eating before white people showed up?
Fish, coconuts, pineapples. You know, basically everything that the Dole Company now owns in Hawaii. yeah. So, we'll see what happened. That's what's going on in Hawaii. Other news. Let's see. It's kind of all shitty. Let me try to find it. Okay. This one's actually a good story. Gumshoes. Gumshoes, right? There is a... Well, they were called gumshoes because you walk around so much doing detective work, you get gum on the bottom of your shoes.
No. Oh.
But now they're actually making shoes out of gum.
Used gum?
Yes, recycled chewing gum is being used to make soles for shoes.
Is gum biodegradable?
I don't know.
Huh, I never thought of it.
Yeah, when most people think of common street waste, they imagine abandoned cigarette butts, paper flyers, or soda cans. But below is another substance, chewed gum. In Amsterdam, gum is the city's most second form of litter after cigarettes. A marketing organization called I Amsterdam paired with designer Explicit Wear and sustainability group Gumdrop to find a use for the garbage and turn it into a usable material. Thus, the gum shoe was born. It's kind of cool. No?
Is it like, I want to see how they make it. Like it, like the part that's typically rubber, like is that gum or?
Yeah, it's the soles of the shoes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, A Plus report reports that the gumshoe is made from Gumdrop's recycling technology branch, GumTech. They collect gum from special bins that offer conscientious chewers a drop-off and also pair with gum manufacturers who want to divert factory waste away from landfills. The finished compound is made from 20% recycled chewing gum and is then used to form the sole of the gum shoe. Their goal was to find a way to replace plastics with new materials and other production lines. I think that's kind of cool.
Well, and replacing plastic, because, I mean, plastic is made from fucking digging fermented dinosaur bones out of the ground and calling it oil.
Mm.
That's what I think it is.
I think so. So, yeah, I think that's kind of cool. So it's helping, you know, clean up all the chewed gum on the streets and then finding an actual use for it.
What is going on with the cat?
They haven't seen... I locked them in there because I was cleaning. Oh. And now they're like, we're sad and lonely. Come play with us.
Oh.
I was like,
we have to podcast, cats. Do you want us to be able to pay bills so you can live in a duplex? Or you want to stay in this apartment, nigga?
You want food? Okay, shut up.
Ma'am.
What? I was cleaning. I had a lot. Because you know you can't have the kittens with stuff. They're trying to, they get into everything. They knock things over. And I had all the cleaning products out. And I was like, I can't do it.
Oh, yeah. I found that out the hard way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So every four pairs of gumshoes requires about 2.2 pounds of gum, which sounds like a lot, but Amsterdam has an estimated 3 million pounds of gum on its streets at any given time.
And that's probably because of all the fucking tourists chewing their fucking gum.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they smoked some bud and now they're chewing some gum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The upper part of the shoe is made from leather and creators are working on a way to make the sole replaceable. So that's kind of good news-ish. Right?
Wait, make the sole replaceable? So the part that's gum, like when it wears down, just replace it with more gum?
Yep.
Wait, so what, do you throw the gum in the garbage? Give the gum back to the gum folks.
I don't know. They didn't say.
Gum up the works. Shit. Like, let's fucking do this.
I don't know. So I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could it be like a gay bar for guys that wear them and it'd be called Gummy Bears? Bouncing here and there and everywhere.
You need to be stopped. No, I don't.
It can be a bear bar for guys that like those shoes and be called gummy bears. That'd be the shit. I'm going to start that bar.
I didn't have time to read the article yet, but I think it was the New York Times put out an article calling this the era of twinks.
Word.
Yeah, and saying something about, like, how that particular body type can also be applied to hetero men, so maybe hetero men should be called twinks, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it
is. I was like, all right. It's the age of twinks, I guess. That's what we're doing.
Wait, that many guys are narrow now? I'm too fucking flabby. I don't know what I'd be. Skinny fat. I'd be skinny
you
fat.
You are skinny fat.
Yeah.
So that's that. I might check that one out. Let's see. Oh, today they moved the embassy in Israel. People protested and the Israeli army shot them all. That happened. Yeah. Yeah. Israeli forces killed dozens of Palestinians. Last I heard, the body count was at 54 and about 2,000 people have been injured. In bloody clashes at the Gaza border, Monday in the deadliest day there since 2014, when the U.S. embassy, U.S. officially opened its embassy in Jerusalem, just 50 miles away. Oh, I was wrong. At least 58 Palestinians have died, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry, during protests over the Trump administration's controversial relocation of the embassy from Tel Aviv, a move that has been praised by Israelis but has enraged Palestinians. While this is going on, Trump is tweeting congratulations to Israel, quite literally, as Israel was bombing Palestinians. And it was a very interesting Twitter experience to see within like 30 minutes, there's pictures of Palestinians missing limbs and shot in the smoke, in the fire, and the Israeli soldiers with the guns. And then that sort of juxtaposed with Trump tweeting congratulations.
Yeah.
So it's that's going on. And of course, evangelicals are jizzing themselves over this because we're one step closer to the end of days. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know a whole lot. I don't know a great deal about Israel and Palestine. I just know that I was first like, what's going on with these? Like, I was sure that I probably wouldn't like what they were doing because I was forced to attend church when I was in the foster care house. Mm-hmm. And that Pastor Edna E. Travis, she stood right up on that podium, violated her 501c3 like a motherfucker, and told her congregation to go vote for George Bush because he would defend Israel. And right there, I was like, I don't think I like this Israel thing. Just as a teenager right there.
Yeah.
And then since I went into adulthood, like every news clip or something I see or read about Israel, I'm just like, so they're just white supremacists sub-classified as Jewish.
Basically, yeah.
Just because of a religion that they may or may not practice to one extent or another.
Yeah. And I mean, the whole idea was, you know, we give Israel to the Jewish people because basically nobody wants Jewish people because of anti-Semitism. But the problem was they put Israel on top of Palestine and people were already living there. So it's, you know, settler colonial state, kind of how white people showed up here and did what they did to Native Americans. And then, of course, there's all these incredibly racist policies that Israel engages in. They deport African immigrants. They were sterilizing Ethiopian Jews.
That.
Yeah. Like that's just the thing, right? You gotta talk about, like, these fucking subclasses. Yeah, Jewish people are Jewish, but at the same time, white Jews are not black Jews because the white Jews were sterilizing the black Jews. Like, there's still that racial hierarchy, you know?
Yeah, you're still white. You're just white supremacists.
Kosher.
Kosher white supremacy.
Like, basically is what it is.
Yeah.
So that's going on. So they're killing a bunch of Palestinians right now and enjoying themselves because that's what Israel likes to do. That's how they get down. Which I just want to know how many people are tweeting about this now and being outraged who also saw the Wonder Woman movie. I just want to know. Just want to know.
I mean, I heard it was an action film.
It was an action film, but the lead, Gal Gadot, is actually from Israel, and she was... It's mandatory. Everyone serves in the Israeli army unless you, like, literally can't serve. So she was in the Israeli army and led trainings to teach soldiers how to kill people, kind of like what they're doing right now.
Ah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know.
I mean, I will, when I don't watch that film, it's not at a protest for that. It's mostly because I'm just not that interested. I'm just not. Like, what? Got Proud Mary. Got Israel Esquire.
Yes.
And, yeah, that was fun. That shit's dope. And I'm going to go ahead and get Killmonger.
Yes.
Just start calling it that. Because I don't like the gated community of Wakanda. They can go fuck themselves.
Oh, I have a funny audio clip to show you, too.
Okay.
Of the guy who played Killmonger, he was in an interview with a white interviewer, and she was trying to get him to the Wakanda thing, you know, like the arms crossed thing. And she's like, come on, you gotta do it. And he just looked at her and he's like, I ain't from Wakanda. Like, that was like the end of the conversation.
Yeah. It's not, what I keep saying, it's not actually real the way these niggas was arguing about that shit. Like, it's actually, it doesn't exist, nigga.
Does not exist.
Killmonger's a fictional fucking character.
They don't care.
And Kanye West is an actual person who is not a fucking philosopher. He's a nigga that can't rap well enough to get your attention for doing that.
Mm.
What else is cracking?
Trump strips transgender prisoners of protections against rape and abuse.
Now that... The headline is not lying. The headline is not disingenuous. The headline is acting like as if they had protections.
Right.
Like, because that's the thing. We follow the small stories.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of governors and mayors and city councils and fucking state houses make sure that trans folk in prison don't have rights all the fuck'em damn time.
Right. I think, didn't we cover a story about a governor who basically said, yeah, the DOJ gave us rape prevention protocols, but we're just not going to do it because it's expensive.
I think we covered the one that, what was it, like Wisconsin, I think it
I
was.
I thought it was Wisconsin, too.
Yeah, but then, like, in looking further into it, like, a bunch of states were doing that, but that was just the one that caught the headline.
Mm-hmm. Probably because it was, who the fuck was that guy? Governor
Scott
of Wisconsin.
Walker?
Yes, because nobody liked that guy. That made it easier to report on, I think.
Yeah.
So life just got harder for transgender prisoners after the Trump administration revoked Obama-era guidance protecting them from rape and violence from other prisoners. See, that's where it starts to get a little bit disingenuous. Like, yeah, there were the Obama-era guidelines, but nobody was enforcing them shits. nobody.
And I always say Obama era, nigga. That doesn't mean Obama did it. It just means it happened while he had the job title.
Mm. So the current administration has ordered the Bureau of Prisons to use biological sex in determining how transgender prisoners are assigned housing, putting them at significant risk of sexual abuse, assault, and other types of discrimination. I wonder what intersex people, where they go?
Jesus Christ, they probably fucking send them to some fucking underground doctor and make them not intersex anymore.
Ooh.
That's just me just throwing out the I my brain works in worst case scenario. I always think, what's the worst thing? You guys, well, I was telling Phoenix about that a couple weeks ago. Like, I'm always just thinking about explosions probably happening. Mm-hmm. That's just always in my... And you know what's fucked up is when confirmation bias kicks in. Because, back when, like, YouTube and shit like that was, like, becoming new and, like, people recording shit with their phone and uploading it immediately was, like, a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
An area that I used to walk through that used to freak me out, that happened. Mm. It all just blew the fuck up. Because I think, a propane leak or something. And it was a big factory area. Not in downtown Tacoma. It was off of South Tacoma Way. Where we covered a story about a sex worker murdered there.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, that shit blew. Like, that video, fucking wild, man. I think it was Napa Valley. I think it was their factory area.
Damn.
That was a motherfucker of an explosification.
Okay.
And I could have been walking there when that shit happened.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right, tangent hard.
We do tangent hard. All right, so prisoners' biological sex would be used when screening, housing, and offering programming services to transgender inmates. It also inserts the word, quote, necessary into guidance on medical care and hormone therapy, indicating officials will be allowed to decide whether or not inmates will receive medically appropriate services for gender transition. So basically, nobody's going to get medical care for being trans.
Nope.
The Obama administration issued a guidance memo. See, that's the thing, right? It was like, it wasn't a law. It wasn't a rule. It wasn't a mandate. It was a fucking guidance memo.
Like that my brother's keeper shit. Like, Obama don't fucking pass laws, nigga. He just gives suggestions.
Ugh.
Fucking shit.
So the guidance memo for the Bureau of Prisons during the Obama administration provided instructions on intake and supervision of transgender inmates, including medical treatment, housing guidelines, and use of pronouns. It also noted transgender inmates are at increased risk of suicide, mental health issues, and victimization. The memo was largely based on regulations first implemented in 2012. The Trump-Pence administration's move also conflicts with protections under the Prison Rape Elimination Act. No fucking kidding. The designation to a facility of the inmate's identified gender would be appropriate only in rare cases. Officials must now consider whether placement would threaten the management and security of the institution and or pose a risk to the inmates in this institution. Nigga, nobody gives a fuck about inmates in the institution. As long as they alive, they on the books, and that's all that matters.
I wonder if somebody, some asshole, did that on purpose to have a little chuckle in the back room. You didn't catch that, did you?
What?
Prison Rape Elimination Act. It has the exact same letters as the word rape.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Wow. Somebody did that shit on purpose.
Yeah. That shit don't happen on no fucking accident.
Mm. So that's what's going on. And then, of course, you know, because everything is interconnected, whether people want to admit it or not, Sesta Fosta just passed. And, of course, a large portion of street-based sex workers are trans. And trans people get stopped and frisked and charged with prostitution if they have condoms. Yep. Which means that more trans people are going to be raped in prison because of Sesta Fosta, because they're going to catch prostitution, pimping, and or pandering charges.
Yep, for having condoms. While at the same time, folks are like, now speaking to my black folks, black men are on the down low and giving STDs to hetero black women. Don't be carrying condoms though.
Don't carry condoms though.
Nah.
Yeah. So that's going on. And then of course, just, you know, whatever fuck else they're going to fucking pass. And as the economy gets shittier, there's just going to be, in general, more people in prison. And it's going to be disproportionately, of course, trans people, black people, poor people, people with disabilities, so on and so forth. So basically, they're all going to get raped more in prison, which is really fucking wild to say because we covered a story. Didn't we cover a story about a trans person who was raped like 37 times? Like, it was like a fucking ton of times.
You mean like recently we did?
Yeah.
So, is that the one that won the lawsuit?
I don't remember if they won. I believe they had filed the lawsuit. I don't remember what the outcome was.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I know we had one of our old episodes a couple years ago, we had audio of a trans woman testifying about that. And I think her mother may have been in the video. That's the thing. We cover these things so much that it does start to become a blur of, like, which one was which.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll have to, like, you know, one day, like, I might get vacation days and I just dig through my own archives and just and really start to pinpoint them and repost them. Like, this is the one where we talked about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess one more joint.
One more. Only one?
Yep.
Ah, damn it. All right.
Yeah, this is what it's like between 12-hour shifts.
all right, I'm going to do this one. So, because I feel like we need to break this down a little bit. Republicans who claim Holocaust was orchestrated by gay Nazis wins enough support for Massachusetts governor primary. So, we listen to Brian Fisher and all of that. Because I put this on Reading in the Shade and people were like, I don't get it. Like, is he saying Nazis are bad, but he's a Republican? Why is he anti-Nazi? So this is just something that you should know that the right wing does. In particular, this specific little faction, what they do is say that because they do support fascism, they do support anti-Semitism and ableism and misogyny and all that. So they actually support Nazis, but because they know, they're cognizant enough to know it's in bad form to say you support Nazis, what they do is pretend that the worst Nazi atrocities were committed by gay people because gay people are hyper-masculine, hyper-violent homosexuals.
The 300 of Sparta.
300 of Sparta. So that's what's going on there. So if you see a headline like that where you can't figure out why a conservative is calling Nazis gay, that's what he's doing. He still supports Nazi propaganda, still supports the women belong in the kitchen, men run the world, you know, get rid of the gays, get rid of all people of color and disabled people. They still support that, but they just want you to know that the people who were running the concentration camps were gay, according to their conspiracy theory.
Because you like, because the gay ones are willing to be that brutal.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. Like, it ain't gay, man. It's just holocausting, man.
It's not gay. It's holocausting. Yeah, man.
That's all. It's just
just
gas chambering. That's
gas chamber. It is. Oh, and then some guy named Chris, who's running for governor of Oklahoma, thinks that we should euthanize disabled people. Please don't vote for him.
And apparently, J.B. Pritzker has a lot of fucking money for ads.
J.B. Pritzker is a millionaire, so yes.
Oh, so he's just buying his own ads.
Yeah, he's buying his own ads.
Oh, I thought I was like, who the fuck is donating to this guy?
No, he's buying his own ads.
That's trying to get a legal reefer locally?
Yeah, that too. Well, he's running for governor of Illinois, so.
I mean, so he's a gangster.
Yeah, he is. He's loosely affiliated with the Blagojevich era, which was, incredibly corrupt and crooked and all that.
Just give me my reefer so I can promote out of the production department in chief.
Yes. Anyway, so this guy said, should a person be required to apply for 2 jobs a week if receiving food stamps? And if they refuse, they lose their food stamps. And somebody said, but most people receiving food stamps work or are disabled or elderly. And what about children? And he said, the ones who are disabled and can't work, why are we required to keep them up? Sorry, but euthanasia is cheaper and doesn't make everyone a slave to the government. I firmly believe we should have assisted suicide in the U.S. I also ask the legitimate question of why should we have to keep up people who cannot contribute to society any longer? I'm not saying the government should put them down. I'm just saying we shouldn't keep them up. If they can take care of themselves without government assistance, great. If not, let them starve and die.
He sounds like a fucking college boy libertarian.
He's old. He's too old for the college boy shit. But just, you know, again, you know, the alt-right is being them, and the alt-left, if you will, called it. We're like, stop normalizing this centrist bullshit. You're making Nazis feel extra bold that they feel they can come out and say this shit. And it's, oh, we have to reach across the aisle. Okay, and this is now where we are. Why can't we just let disabled people starve to death in the streets?
Yeah.
Congratulations. This is your species.
8 years ago, we reached across the aisle and pulled out a Trump. WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/Phoenix and William, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Remember, the Patreon is part of the income that we showed to get approved to move. So you are our employers. We fucking work for you, fuckface. There you go.
All Stop right. calling the audience fuckfaces. It's rude.
Not the audience, the bosses. I called my boss fuckface.
What?
I've been doing it like 600 times. Yeah. And you're going to be doing it too because you're quitting your job at the church and doing this full time.
I'm not going to call them fuckfaces.
Yeah.
It's rude.
Wake up in the morning and call your boss fuckface. That's the most liberating thing that the proletariat can do. Is wake up in the morning and call your boss fuckface. I called mine AA Ron till it got boring.
You did. William has no manners, y'all.
Yes, I do.
You just called your boss a fuckface.
Like, if we just meet and we sit down at the table, my elbows will not hit the table. Clear my plate. Eat it all. Fucking, I won't scrape the plate with my fork. And then I'll do the dishes. I'm very polite. We are polite people. We do nice things. Finn.
Fuckface.